We did birth announcements with the birth of our three daughters. Did the whole like picture, you know, the nice ones. You see the picture of here's the girl, and we put it in the envelope and we send it off to the relatives. But if I give you a birth announcement, one thing unusual about this one is I'm not going to say unto you is born. She's not born unto you. She's born unto me. She's my daughter, right? The only people that I would say something like, that I might say unto you is born is my parents, Anka's parents. Unto you is born this day a granddaughter. Why? Unto you is a relationship. But here, the angel of the Lord communicates to these shepherds, unto you is born this day. What does that mean? It means there's a relationship, and that goes back, and it's clearly referring back to the verse we talked about 2 weeks ago. Unto us a son is given. What does it mean? Unto us. To us a child is born. Because there's a relationship. And whether or not you trust in Jesus, you need to recognize this. He has a relationship to all of you. Yes. Even those of you who do not, you say, I'm not a Christian. He has a relationship, and that relationship is one of authority. It's like a king. When a king is born, then they can say to the entire nation, unto you is born a new king this day. And that's said to all creation. Unto you is born the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the highest of authorities. Unto you is born.